What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. I'm Blair Bomber. You guys already knew that? Otherwise, you wouldn't be here. Right? How you guys doing, huh? How you guys over here? But for real, how's everybody doing? We're good. We're hanging out. We're hanging in there. We're living through a pandemic, guys. And yeah, I'm going to do an hour and a half on the pandemic and why I think it's all a hoax. And no one's actually died. They just put them on a ship to Mars. Heard it here first. It's real. I get it. Shut up. Fuck off. Yeah, I miss your grandpa too. Fucking loser. Not you, your grandpa. The dead guy. Fucking loser. People get mad when you talk shit about people that are dead, but it's like they don't care. They can't feel anything. They're in the ground. Or cremated. I gotta say, I would probably rather be cremated because the idea of someone coming back to my gravesite to be like, I miss you so much, seems like it's not gonna happen anyway. Just so I sleep better in eternity, I think I would really prefer it if... like, imagine if you die and then you can, like, check in every time someone comes back to your grave and you're thinking that you're going to just get tons of hits. Like, TikTok-level hits on your grave. And it's like the only person that ever shows up is just some guy to come jerk off. And it's not even for you. He just, like, that's just where he beats off. Like, he's just around dead people. And he's like, this is hot. And you're like, really? No one? You know, wife? Kids? They're like, no, just give us your money. We're out of here. We're never coming back here. That'd be a bummer. We're starting it off hot, team. We're starting it off real hot. I'm a fucking moron. What's going on in society? Let's talk about, yeah, we can go with Marty. My boy Marty. Oh, Marty. Marty Clark. Marty's, you know, his comic out here, buddy of mine. He had a birthday. And he did like a roast show, which I don't think is the best idea because none of us know. We're just going to say mean stuff. And we don't love you that much. So it's just going to come off mean. It's like when they did those roasts of like Pam Anderson and none of them were her friends and they just said the most awful shit to her. And she was like, I don't know if I like this. But then everyone in the crowd was like, we love it. Give us more. I wasn't supposed to be on the show, but Marty was like, hey, someone dropped out. Do you want to, you know, do a set? I was like, yeah, of course I'll do a set. It's like, do you want me to roast you at all? And he's like, yeah, just like, don't be too mean. And I was like, all right. All right. You guys don't know about Marty. A little inside of Marty. Marty's the guy who wears a shirt that says, fuck you, Marty. And look, it is kind of genius because he does get people hyped. He's a great host, and he says the whole thing of like, you know, let's turn on me. So he goes, 1, 2, 3, fuck you, Marty. And everyone's like, fuck you, Marty. And it's like this really special, special moment where everybody comes together as an audience and they just get on the same team. But Marty made a shirt out of it. Or no, the bar Lucky Duck made a shirt for Marty and he has these shirts. And I was like, Marty. I was like, guys, Marty has a shirt that says, fuck you, Marty. And it's like, we get it. Your dad's dead. I mean, that or he doesn't love you. Either way, he's never coming back. So that was my Marty last second improvised riff roast joke. You guys impressed? Give me the Grammy. Is that what comedy? You can get a Grammy, right, for comedy. If it's an album, it's a comedy album, you gotta get a Grammy. Yeah, but they don't give comedy roast riff Grammys from, you know, bar shows in Austin and the cold. So I think I'm out of luck there, but we'll see. I've got faith in me. Don't you? And then I got a little bit hammered. Like not bad, but I did have enough drinks where it was noticeable the next day. Not like hungover. Just like, ooh, I'm a little bit. Like, you know when you go to the gym and you get a little bit too much of a pump and you're just walking around, you're fucking just jacked. Gah! Like, you're jacked, but, like, you know, you're swole, but you're a little bit sore. It's kind of was what I was like. Is anybody else's asshole sore? Or is it just me? Because your boy's been having some freaky sex. With dudes. But I'm kidding. Guys. We're kidding. We're having fun. Okay? Let's all just get on the same page here.
Can we get on the same team here, guys? Can we just come together and we just act like it's our time to be teammates forever? Let's win a national championship. Roll Tide.
Shout out Alabama. Alabama, dude, I mean, they're just a fucking machine. You know, they rolled Ohio State. Roll Tide at Ohio State. They tie-potted Ohio State. You know, everyone was mad because Waddle, that receiver for Alabama, he broke his leg or his ankle or something early on in the season, didn't play for like 11 weeks, and he came back in the game and he was limping, and then all of these NFL guys were like, man, you just gotta, don't do it, sit your money, because those are also millionaires telling you who's, you're not a millionaire. They're like, hey man, just wait, you'll be a millionaire eventually, and he probably will be, but the guy wants to play. Okay, it wasn't like the dean of Alabama was like, listen, son, you don't have a choice. I don't care if you're limping. I don't care if your dick falls off. Get in there, boy. Nah, it didn't happen. He made the decision he wanted to play. It's a national championship game. He played in 11 weeks. You don't think the kid wants to play? Good luck telling a 19-year-old, 20-year-old kid, hey, your future's more important than the national championship game. All right, so NFL players, I get it. You're being nice, but you're also having your hey, look at me moment. All these fucking athletes, man, all they want to do is have these, hey, can you guys look at me today? Please? It's like LeBron. Like, LeBron is arguably the best player of all time, and he is probably the greatest pure athlete ever. We get the guy's got $1 billion or close to. But whenever anything happens, he has to just take himself and insert it into the narrative. And he never says anything controversial either. It's always the same thing. You know? Like Ohio State upset Clemson. And he was like, ooh, Ohio State, they didn't believe. Yeah, they were the less seed. No, I mean, people believed, but they were like, you know, they weren't the best seed and Clemson was favored. Upset time. Yeah, we know. We saw it. It's cool. Cleveland won a playoff game. And LeBron posts a picture of himself in like a Cleveland jersey. Not a Cavs, a Browns jersey. It's like, hey guys, I know this is your moment, but let's not forget that I left you twice. It's like it's nothing controversial. Controversial? It's nothing controversial ever. He just says the thing that you would think he would say. Hey guys, it's Tuesday. Did you know it's Tuesday? Hey man, shout out all the moms out there on a Tuesday for being moms and making people. Even if you were a shitty mom. My mom wasn't shitty, but there are moms that are shitty. Shout out those moms too. Love you, moms. Also, happy Mother's Day. Okay. We get it. And like any athlete that has a moment, he just goes, yo! Hashtag man in the arena. It's like, LeBron, you guys had the night off. You had the night off, LeBron. You're not the man in the arena. That was fucking De'Aaron Fox that just shit on somebody. Can we? It's like, I mean, say something that's, I mean, at some point your brand is just so, it's so big that you can't even say anything that you actually believe in. You have to just say the thing that people want you to say. And then people are so stupid. They just take everything at face value all the time. I say this all the time too. They get everything at face value. It's like, you guys don't think that it's all calculated? LeBron, Russell Wilson. Russell's the fucking worst. Because you know Russell's not that much of a cornball all the time. Okay, at some point, you got to put your hat on backwards and you got to pipe Sierra. And you can't do it with Jesus in your heart. You got to do it with a little bit of Satan in your balls. Get the demons out. I mean, go Hawks. It's yeah, we suck. We lost. Be meaner. Fuck. Put on a do-rag, smoke a Black and Mild, hang out with Shannon Sharp. Do something. And like people just, they want to believe that that's the thing. Because they don't, like the Charles Barkley thing. From like the 80s. I'm not a role model. People got mad at him for that. It's like at least he's being honest. Now he's doing Geico commercials. It's like I liked it better when you weren't a role model.
Blair, you know that you're not a role model. You can't make as much money.
Yeah, dude, I get it. Okay, I understand it's a business decision. And if anybody, dude, if you gave me $10,000, like I will, I'm a Jew. Like, what do you want me to do? I'll convert. I'll go to fucking, is it temple? What is it? Shabbos? What is it? I don't know. I'm not being ignorant. I just don't know. Fuck off. I'm just saying that I am everybody's highest. Anybody that wants to be the highest bidder, you can have me. Doesn't matter. What is your cause? Give me $10,000. I'm in. What is it? Unless it's racist, then I'm probably out. Because people, that's like the LeBron thing. It's like, yeah, we get it. We can see that you like, you know, moms. So they're like, Blair, oh, you did what for the alt what? It's like, hey. They paid me in booze. I mean, come on. Booze and cocaine. Another thing, dude. Have some tact. If you're going to ask somebody for drugs... Women always do this shit. Women will ask you for drugs if you can get them drugs, which I won't do. I won't get anybody drugs. I won't get women drugs. I won't get my friends drugs. I'm not getting drugs. You guys get the drugs. I can tell you where to go to get them, but I'm not an errand boy. All right? Don't ask me for something. And then I say no. I say, here, look, here's all I'm going to do. Here's a number. Here's a guy. You want it? You hit him up. My job is done. Well, I don't know if like we're that close and can't you just, no. Okay, but like, I don't need people in, no. I told you what I would do. I did it for you. Now you're being rude. Seriously, you're like switching up. How? You said you wanted me to do drugs with you. That's not true. Never said that. I said, I bet you would be fun to do drugs with, as most women are fun to do drugs with. Because most times when I do drugs, it's me and a bunch of dudes, and we're just hanging out, telling each other how much we love each other. And then we're also like, if we had women here, this would be a totally different experience. Put your dick away, Tom. Put it away. Women, you just want everything to be given to you. Go and get it. Do you want it? Do you want cocaine? Do you want equality in the workplace? But seriously, do you want cocaine? Go get it. I'm not going to do it for you. You got to do the work. Okay? I don't care about the workplace stuff. But if you want drugs, Now, look, if you have asked me if I have it on me and I have some on me and we're hanging out, that's different. But just to text me out of nowhere, like, hey, can you get me? No. You're being mean. Yeah, you're being stupid. We're not that good of friends. I mean, at least suck my cock for, at least suck me off. Come on. Like, if she sucks me off first and then that's for drugs, then it's like, yeah, no, I'll go get it. Yeah, I'll get it right now. I'm on my way. No, I know I'm at work. It doesn't matter. I'll go. Texas women, man, they're just built a little bit different. And I'm okay with it. I'm fine with it, guys. But there is, you know, you do have to kind of adjust for inflation.
Of their tits.
Tinder update. It's been going pretty well, actually. I'm lying. It's been going pretty well. Got a little piece. Got a little side piece. It can't be a side piece if you don't have a main piece. It's just a piece.
It's a piece of ass. Hey, you got any pieces of ass in here? Yeah, man, they got one over in the corner. She's just sitting there all tied up.
I'm kidding! Would never tie up a woman against her will. Only if she told me to and brought the rope. You know? I mean, what else is there to say? Okay, let's shift. Let's stop talking about women for a second. Let's talk about how much of a meathead I am. Because your boy got a membership to Gold's Gym. That's right. I've been losing weight. I got to put some of it back on. I got to get fucking jacked. That's the goal. The goal is to get fucking jacked as shit. Okay. Talking like Tom Hardy, Warrior/Bane. I don't want to be too bulky. I want to still be shredded.
Which I already am.
But now I got to put some mass on. Because your boy's 155 pounds. And that's just too light in the ass to have sex with Amazonian women. Which is what my goal is. My goal is please be over 6'1". Okay? I don't ask a lot. Just be over 6'1 and a former college athlete with the ass that won't quit. That's it. That's all I want. And be like really nice and cool and enjoy booze. Yeah, that's it. And have a good job. You know, make more money than me. And then tell me not to work just to, you know, eat your pussy all the time. See, that's, I'm not asking a lot. I don't think I'm asking too much. I don't think those are impossible standards to hold yourself to when it comes to dating and a pandemic. Come on, dude. That was pretty good. And that was just a fucking riff, baby. I mean, they're all riffs. I mean, you don't come with too much, you know, written material. Let's talk about sports. I mean, I mean, Big Jake and I did the last pod. We did the preview for the first round, and I think I'll wait to recap it with him because I think I'm gonna have him and Josh, the homie Josh, gonna come on Thursday, and we should be able to knock that out then, I believe. Might have to push it to Friday. We will see. It seems unlikely that we'll get it done on Thursday. Just because I think I have to work and then Josh is a fucking cunt. He has to do something. But that'll be good. That'll be good. All I can say is Cleveland Browns. Let's go Cleveland. Believeland.
Do you guys believe that Cleveland?
See, here's the thing about Cleveland. It's like, what a miserable place to live. Never been there. Really just taking a shot in the dark here. Everyone else has it. That's kind of lame of me, you know? That's like a bunch of dudes were like, I hate anal. And then I was like, I hate anal. And then someone said, Blair, have you tried it? And I'd be like, no, but I know a bunch of guys that hate it. It's like, well, do you hate it? I don't know. I've never been in Cleveland. Which is where I think most anal happens. I'm having a lot of anal sex lately, guys. Can you tell it's on my mind? Can you tell it's on my mind? Can you tell it's on my mind? Oh, I'm an idiot. I just think that, here's the thing. we look at athletes and we like judge where they live. It's like, I can't believe he wants to live in Minnesota. It's like, dude, they have millions of dollars. And these guys aren't really doing anything anyway. You know, like some of these guys are James Harden and they party, they go to strip clubs, they have their jerseys retired at an Atlanta strip club. Yeah, some guys have that. But most guys are just like nerds. Like Miles Garrett, you know, the DN for the Cleveland Browns, that guy just like likes anime. You know? And pipe in women that are, you know, in my, well above my league. But these guys aren't really doing anything. Just give them a big house and toys. Like, they don't, you know, they're not out doing stuff. Plus, plus it's hard to be a big guy, like a big athlete. Those guys can't just go and, like, hang out at a coffee shop and not be bothered. You know, it's kind of like how Chappelle lives in Ohio. It's like he lives in a small town and people are just like, oh, yeah, that's Dave. At some point, these guys like living in smaller markets. Like, yeah, you want to have more money because if you have a bigger market, you get more exposure. And then you get more exposure, you get more deals. And you get more deals, you get more money. And it's like, yeah, I get that. But I think that's, you know, you're talking about the 1% of the 1%. But man, it must suck to live in Cleveland. I guess that's just the cold thing. Like, you just like a warmer climate. Speaking of, it's been cold here in Austin, like cold, like it snowed yesterday, and people are losing their mind. They canceled school. There was like a quarter inch of snow on the ground, and all the schools in the area canceled. Like, they won't cancel it for this disease that's killing, you know, a decent sized proportion of our elderly, but they're like, hey, there's too much white shit on the ground. Let's wrap this shit up. Dude, a girl I work with doesn't even know what black ice is. She's like, what's black ice? I was like, are you serious? She's like, no. I mean, I was scared to come to work today. I don't even know, like, is it on the street? Is it in the air? What is it? It's like, that's how hot it is in Texas all the time, is they have no concept of cold snow. Like, they made it sound like we were going to cancel everybody's job because of I got up in the morning. I had to get to work at 4. I got up at 3:30, which sucks, by the way. Early wake-up call. Too early. I go outside and everything's dry. There's no snow on the ground. There's nothing. It's not wet. It's like living in Eastern Washington, dude. That is some black ice, dude. I've almost died in black ice. Whenever I say black ice, I do think of the Key and Peele sketch where they say black ice, but it sounds like they're saying black guys. But if you say black ice, if you don't enunciate, it's black ice. It sounds like you're saying black guys. Shout out Key and Peele. I know they listen. But people are just freaking out. I'm like, yo, guys, it's really a non-issue what you're talking about. You know, none of that stuff is even really here. So can we all just relax? But it is cold, and that's what I don't like. But then it gets to 120 in the summertime. So now we're back to normal. You know, there are times in the pod where I catch a wave and your boy can just ride it. And there are other times where I catch a wave and your boy just kind of falls the fuck off of it immediately. You know what I don't want to do? You know what I just don't. I've been needing to do this for weeks and I just don't want to go to the post office. Is that like, do you just know what I mean? I don't want to get in line. I don't want to stand there. I don't want to look at these fucking people that are also in this fucking line.
Do you have stamps here?
It's like, oh. I'd rather fist my own ass, which I don't think I could pull off. Like, it would be a tough go. Okay. These dudes that are able to do all this anal stuff, like, that's, I'm impressed. I want you guys to know that I'm impressed with you. I'm a fucking moron. Oh, chest is sore, guys. I got after it in the gym. I was supposed to have my guy Dean on Sunday, but then he was scared of the ice. It's like, dude, you have a mullet. I get you being scared of one thing and one thing only. And you know what? It's not black ice. It's black ice. I'll get him back on this weekend. We'll do it again. For now, though, I mean, was there something? I feel like. See, this is the problem with not writing shit down, is I have, if I don't get to it in the first 10 seconds, it's just, it's gone. But I feel good about this one. I feel like we got after it. Got to get a producer in here. I think a producer would really really do a lot of things for this podcast. I don't think that I personally can pay them anything. Because I'm paying to play. You know? And I should upgrade that. All right. We feel good? We did it? We're happy? What's up, team? We're good? All right. I feel good about it. You know, you guys have a blessed day. I'm kidding. Fuck off. Eat shit. My name's Blair. This is Run It Back with me. Rudy still sucks. And I love you guys. Mm. No, you're bipolar.